You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK. We've got John still on the line. John playing for Team Not Sober. And John, I believe you're on question number five.
And John, question number five for you is, what does ROM stand for, as in CD-ROM?
random, something memory.
I think memory's right, right?
You got memory.
Okay.
So it's read only memory.
Read only memory.
You would think it would sound like classier or more technical.
RAM is random access memory.
That is correct.
That one I do know. For words I can remember RAM, I can never remember ROM.
Yeah.
Has anyone made a ROM-com, as in a CD-ROM-com?
Do things still use ROM?
Bro, you are asking the wrong person.
The ROM person.
Yes, I'm the ROM person to ask.
To his credit, I haven't heard of ROM in a while. But then again, it's all USB now. So now we don't, because the disc, it could do a handful of different things at some point. But now they don't need to just be a read
USB.
Only.
What does USB stand for? Universal something bus?
Serial bus.
Serial bus, yeah.
I'd get on the serial bus.
I thought it was a universal short bus.
Ooh.
Ooh. Climb aboard the universal serial. Take yourself a bite.
It moves real slow.
Back and forth. Top speed is 60 knots.
If he's in charge, that's more like the other bus I've seen.
Yeah, that's right.
I am a captain.
Grab yourself a line. I mean a seat.
<That's right.
laughs> Want to earn $400? The hard way? I used to watch that every Tuesday when it came out, me and DB.
Really?
The something bus, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I can't say I didn't. I didn't realize what day it came out, but I'm like, ooh, a new one.
Oh, we would get fired up. We'd watch that and a certain type of hunter.
Yes, yes.
Big buck.
Yes.
Yep.
Big buck. All right,
they
good
were
question.
Them.
Who replaced Ronnie James Dio in Black Sabbath as the lead singer?
No idea.
He used to sing, well, I guess he's best known for singing in the band Deep Purple.
Oof.
I don't know people's names.
Okay, that's a problem.
That's right, Sam.
Yeah, see?
That would be
Ian Gillan?
Ian Gillan.
Yes. Gillan.
Actually, I don't know if it's Gillan or Gillan, to be honest with you.
He's a good dude.
John, question seven.
All right, multiple choice. Russia, China, Liechtenstein, or Sudan. What country is connected to the most countries by land?
Russia?
That would have been my guess.
Liechtenstein.
China.
Damn it.
China.
They're connected to a lot, dude.
Yeah, well, they're big.
Yeah, they are.
What a large China you have.
Mm-hmm. All right, we actually talked about this guy the other day on this show. Who published his best-selling book, Diet Revolutions, in 1972? They named the diet after him.
Atkins?
You got it.
Boom.
Nice
boom.
Job. Nice job.
There we go.
All right.
Yeah, ma'am.
Only took you eight. Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 round.
Big Dummy.
Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the men's room.
Not Jeff.
You, your girl, and your Johnson. Hola.
You, your girl, and your Johnson.
Hola.
And yes, Mike, it is Jeff.
Jeff, are you sober or not sober?
I'll tell you what, Miles. I've had more than two whiskeys today. This team
Well, how many whiskeys have you had?
I knew someone was going to ask that. And
you don't have to answer.
Two. About, Jeff, the answer is two.
Don't be bullied.
I'm not your wife.
You've been two.
If it's your wife,
the
it's two.
Yes. The answer is yes.
Yes.
The okay. answer is always two. Oh, what is your whiskey of choice, Jeff?
Ooh, good question.
R&R.
Oh, wow.
Oh, really? All right, then. Oh.
I mean, I do like Crown, especially some of like the Crown Peach or the Crown Blackberry, but a little bit expensive, kind of just something you want to knock the buzz off real quick.
I was going to say the apple's actually pretty good. Like,
yeah. That Crown Blackberry is phenomenal.
Oh. I've never had it, man.
Yeah. Oh,
I've been on a Crown kick lately.
Because it's Crown. It's
good. Just so easy. It just goes down easy.
Miles.
What?
Miles, have you ever had half and half apple, or the Crown apple and half and half lemonade?
You mean they have a Crown Royal lemonade, or you put lemonade in that?
You put lemonade in it.
No, I have not.
Learn it. Oh, I learned it down, I can't remember what bar it was when I was down in San Diego. It's like he just learned about it, and he was giving everybody out that kind of drink. It's like,
man, Jeff, to be honest with you,
give him raise.
I don't know that my bar has lemonade. Maybe they do.
Does our water go with lemonade?
I don't even know if that's a thing.
I'm just thinking, if I ask for a drink with lemonade, would they have it?
They might have it on the gun.
They got to have lemonade. Because people drink Arnold Palmer's or John Daly's.
Yep.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Or,
okay.
You know what?
I always do the same thing, too. I always ask them, it's like, do you have Crown Apple? They're like, yeah. He's like, do you have lemonade? He's like, yeah. I was like, okay, I'll take half and half.
So Jeff, you make it like a shooter, essentially.
It comes in a glass.
You can make it in cocktail.
Okay.
I think, Jeff, you should step it up, go straight to blackout, mix it with a Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Oh,
easy.
Yeah. Ooh. Wow, I'm trying to kill the man.
Ooh.
All right.
Trying to make cost efficiency for my bud.
Jeff, pick a Labor Day event. Are you going to go with a fair, PAX West, Bummer Shoot, or Sounders?
Oh, well, after a couple of what Ted just recommended, I would definitely go for, like, you ever seen, what is that show, Carnival Eats?
Yes.
Like he goes around and tries the food. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. That guy gets so excited about that food.
So do you.
So does that mean you're
yes!
Going, does that mean you're going to the fair?
I'm going fair. It's like we even joke with our family jokes every time. It's like we see some of those good foods. It's like, man, his job must suck. It's like, meet some of those. I'm going to go on a couple roller coasters that go upside down or some of those rides. But, yeah, we're going fair.
All right.
Carnival Eats is a good show, too, because that guy, to his credit, when he eats something, he kind of he doesn't have the same reaction every time.
Okay.
Which I really like. And then he'll go out to
like Guy Fieri likes everything.
Yeah, and just, it's hard. You have the same reaction. Like, he does a good job, and then he goes out to like the, what do you call it? Not the concourse or whatever, and then he passes them out to people.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, and he gets reactions.
I bet he does.
He's got the worst job in the world. He's got to have the worst job, quote-unquote worst job.
Yeah, that's a power couple hours, man. You get like a man versus food, Carnival Eats, maybe an old Anthony Bourdain sprinkled in.
Sprinkled in. Just a dollop. All right, here's a question, Jeff. In the movie Ghostbusters, what is the occupation of Lewis Tully?
Oh, I'm going to get shade on this one. I've never even seen Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters.
Is he a plumber?
He's not a plumber.
Is he a shrink?
An accountant.
Oh.
An accountant.
Who plays that character? Is it Dan Aykroyd?
No, it's the guy from Little House of Horrors.
Oh.
Right?
Isn't that Lewis? Rick Moranis?
Rick Moranis? Yes. Hey, it just depends how you pronounce it.
Yeah.
You know, he says Buchanan, I say Moranis.
We got to take a shower first, but it's all good.
Rick Moranis, yes.
Miles.
All right. Your question.
Got it.
How many permanent hosts have there been on The Tonight Show? And there's a little wiggle room on this because Jay Leno did it twice.
So do we count him once or twice?
It depends how you want to do it.
Okay.
I got them both covered.
Gotcha.
Let's go four.
Five?
Five/six.
Yeah,
Parr's one of them, right?
There was Steve Allen, followed by Johnny Carson, followed by Jay Leno, followed by Conan O'Brien, followed by big-headed-ass Jay Leno again, and now Jimmy Fallon.
Right, because I knew that there was one before Carson.
Yeah. All right, let's see. I have a multiple choice question for you. From 1964 to 1980, what country was known as Rhodesia? Ooh. Eritrea, Zimbabwe, Congo, or Ghana?
Can you say that again?
I sure can. From 1964 to 1980, what country was known as Rhodesia? Was it Eritrea, Zimbabwe, Congo, or Ghana?
Congo.
Eritrea. Eritrea and Zimbabwe.
Eritrea.
Never heard of any of them.
You never heard of Zimbabwe, Eritrea, Congo,
or
Ghana?
No, I've heard of Congo.
Okay. I was like, at least tell me you've heard of
Congo. I know the movie.
Eritrea? Isn't that what it is? Just sound, like they...
They broke off from someone. I don't remember.
Is it Somalia or Ethiopia?
PSA to anyone listen, don't show Congo to your kids.
Really? That movie was...
That'll make you scared of gorillas.
Well, look, man, it's not like my kids interact with gorillas a lot. You know, like, Jaws, I go, okay, people like to get in the water. Congo, I'm like, cool, don't go to the jungle, man.
Yeah. Is it Zimbabwe?
Not unless you have a banana with some dope in it.
Yes, bananas with dope. I always do.
They shook me down at customs.
Did they?
Oh, my God, I thought I was going to get
what, the whole... What, when you got there?
Oh, yeah, I thought I was going to get the whole naked thing.
Did they think you were a drug runner?
I don't know what they thought. I thought they were like, hey, let's get this white guy naked.
Yeah, that's all it was. White boy, show us your white penis.
I told you. See?
Look how tiny.
See, I told you. It's not a rumor.
All right, your question. In ancient Greece, what river did souls of dead people have to cross? So is the name of a butt-rocking band.
Mm-hmm. That's considered butt-rock?
I mean, not really, but it is.
What? Yes. Are you sure?
It used to be called arena rock, but we discussed that they would be a wonderful band to see.
Sure.
Oh, I'd go see them in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
I believe they were touring arenas not terribly long ago.
No, they weren't. We just missed them.
Yeah.
Oh, they're not touring arenas.
Yeah, you're right. Amphitheaters.
No.
Amphitheaters, my bad.
You know the size of this venue.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And there's nothing wrong with that size.
It's a band. They were huge in the 70s, early 80s.
Love them in Pittsburgh.
You have heard of this band.
Ha. I know what you're doing.
They taught everyone at least one Japanese phrase that we all know.
Yep.
Oh.
Used to have two brothers.
You're talking about two.
Domo arigato.
I'm going completely off of this with CCR with Green River. That's up here, but...
Is that your guess?
That's not... Yeah, that's my guess. It's not it.
The CCR River. No, that would be the River Styx.
No, I was saying Green River, but...
Yeah. Oh, Green River. I got you. Yeah, Styx is the band.
Oh, Styx. Mm-hmm. Yep. I wouldn't have got that.
All right, your question. What happens when you roll three consecutive doubles in a game of Monopoly?
Mm-hmm. They don't play that.
Mm-hmm. It's like you've committed
to jail.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Straight to jail.
Yeah. You guys are Black Raven.
All right.
Very cool. Why is that rule?
I don't know.
Pigs get fed, hogs get slaughtered.
Well, you think you get like $1,000.
I mean, any other game, you're rewarded.
Yeah,
they're like, take your ass to jail.
Well, you see your buddy sit there and just roll doubles, and he keeps getting, one right after the next, and the next, and the next. No.
I can't arrest him because I don't like what he's doing.
Sure you can. This is
America. They're successful. Let's arrest them.
Oftentimes, people get arrested because they have too much of something.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Too many Super Bowls.
Yeah, right? Like, I love this drug. I'm going to do it 3 days in a row. You end up in jail.
Go to jail.
Straight to jail.
Hello, to jail. Eastwood. Welcome to the men's room.
God.
I'm a young Haseo Bimbiacho. Zikli Badish.
Hola.
Eastwood, are you sober or not sober?
I'm not sober.
I'm just
recovering from a badass illness 3 days in the hospital. So.
What did you do this time? Was it from the emphysema?
Oh, man, it was on a whole total body shutdown. I had an abdomen that had 1.8 liters of fluid in it. They had to stick a tube up my penis to drain that out, and then they got me on blood thinners. The rum toll is the top
were
one.
You,
and then,
Eastwood, were you awake when they jammed that up your Jimmy?
Goddamn right, I wasn't. It didn't feel good.
Did that hurt?
Yeah, I heard.
Well, no, Steve was asleep. Steve was knocked out.
Can we call it a catheter?
Thank you.
I was unconscious.
Easy.
That's enough. Technically, it's an NG tube. We know what it is. But it did hurt. Okay. I figured so.
But anyway, hey, I'm too old. I've been not sober. And the last time I went to the fair, our boy Bob, Spike, and Joe were down there, and Bob was going around with a guy who won prizes.
Oh, really?
I saw him at the game where they got the big, like, 5-gallon pails or whatever, you know? You throw the ball up in it.
Yeah,
yeah. You do it again. Arc the ball and make it come down in the notch of the pan, and you can win every time.
So you're going to the fair?
I'll go to the fair, yeah. Anyway, right. Yeah, I saw Bob walking out with all the prizes, I never said hi to him.
He was probably pretty excited about that.
Can I change my answer?
Yeah, he never said that.
Yeah, I was stalking him. Yeah, I stalk all you guys. I've stalked you. I stalked you in Everest, stalked you Green Lake. I stalked Double R. Yeah.
Yep.
I'm in.
You have no life.
We all need hobbies.
All right, he's good.
Man, when you came up to Everest to the sports bar, man, I had to go up and see you. I mean, that's when you had Ben the Psycho Muppet. He was single.
Yeah.
Sitting there hustling all the women, and when he come by, I says, "Hey, man, I got a complaint with you. Is he working the station?" He goes, "Yeah, I'm the program director." I go, "Well, you guys are talking bad about Blimps today, and I didn't think that's right." I said, "You know, the German 200 thousand people, millions of miles in the Delag, and the only people they lost in 17 on the Hindenburg." He goes, "Of all the stuff that we talk about on the radio, that's what you're complaining about?"
That's a fair question.
Eastwood, are you on prescription medication?
Oh, no, just the stuff to make my bladder flow and the other stuff to make the phlegm go away and then the blood thinners.
All right. So are you stoned?
Yeah. I'm
okay, I was just trying to figure out how you got there.
I got me some good pop and bass short up there, you know, and so I went back to my glass one hitter, so I'm not getting as much coughing, but I like the coughing because I'm coughing up blood clots, you know. They're coming up from everywhere.
Everyone eating lunch just put down their fork, man. Just
down
your fork. It's the sound of forks hitting the table across the Seattle.
I got two options. I got one portable battery one, and I ordered this one up for $300. It's damn near as big as a washing machine. It's on wheels, and it's nice and quiet. But yeah, I'm breathing my oxygen at level 3 liters per minute. And I was smoking out of my glass bowl, you know. And I kind of blew that oxygen through there and went up like a propane torch, man. Just kind of accelerated the burn. So I quit doing that before I blew myself up or something.
Good on you. All right, Eastwood, here's your question. Don McLean's song, American Pie, is about the death of what musician?
Hey, man, this song. Bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Yeah. Miss everything, whatever you say. All right, let's say Elvis.
Not Elvis.
No. Frankie Valli.
Buddy Holly.
Yeah, Buddy Holly.
A couple of the big bopper went down.
Were they all on that same plane?
Yes. I think they're all on the same plane, dude.
Yeah. On that plane, yeah.
So, yeah.
Should have got there.
All right, question two. Question number two for you. Sancho Panza is the squire and sidekick of what literary character?
Sancho Panza.
Mm-hmm. He was the sidekick of a guy who was convinced that windmills were giants.
I know. And Donald Trump. Yeah, you just gave it to me, man. It's Dr. Oki.
Okay. There we go.
Trump goes on and on about the windmills.
Oh, the windmills. Okay.
So that's like a new thing. Like he's Don Quixote.
Oh, I was just like, what in the hell is he talking about? Now, to be fair, I've been saying that for the last 7 minutes.
Sure, but that was a left turn even for Eastwood if that didn't correlate.
I was just like, what?
They are killing the whales.
Yes, that's right.
More Big Dummy coming up, 206-803 Rock.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Head chef on the way. Test Meat and Potatoes has the best sports bars in Seattle.
Yes, sir.
Coming up at 4:30, right after emails and the game known as Big Dummy. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Adam. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. Big
Dummy. Adam, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober.
All right. Adam, welcome to Big Dummy, our men's room poll. Pick a Labor Day event. Are you going to head to one of the fairs? PAX West, Bumper Shoot, or the Sounders?
I'd have to go with the Sounders.
Sounders.
All right.
All right, Adam.
Are you going to the game?
I am not.
Did you look at ticket prices?
That's why I'm not.
Okay.
That's the issue, right? There's a lot of people that would go. And shout out to anybody in the ECS, people that went to the other matches.
Yeah.
But now with Messi, I mean, you know, lower bowl tickets, you're talking hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
Yep. Sorry.
Yeah. I don't know if they are. They should just open the whole stadium.
I agree. If you can charge that much for tickets, then chances are you could open the whole stadium, but I'll watch it in Spanish, Dave. Yeah.
If you can sell the seats, sell the seats.
That's what
But that means you have to open up different concession stands and prepare for all that stuff and all that. That extra crap.
Yeah, you're right, Miles.
But once you say Messi's coming to town, I think you can get them to show up.
Just buy some more hot dogs and get some more beer, folks. I mean, the Seahawks will be playing in a week. You should be stocked up.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Those hot dogs are already boiling.
Right.
All right.
Steal them from T-Mobile.
Adam, your question is, a rafter is a group of what type of bird? A rafter.
Rafter.
Rafter. Rafter. Rafter. Not a raptor, but rafter.
A predatory bird.
I'll say a sparrow.
A raptor is a group of turkeys.
Oh.
So they go to the grocery store around Thanksgiving. You got a raptor of turkeys back there. Raptor of frozen turkeys.
First, I was thinking owls because, you know, they'll hang up in the rafters, of, you know, like barn owls and
I
stuff
heard you
like
saying.
That.
Okay. But
that's why I think it's sparrow because they that's where they nest.
Right. I was like, I know that's not right.
I do not know why turkeys are called a raptor.
They can barely fly.
Maybe they had a life raft. I know his ark. I don't know. All right, Adam, your question. The Ural Mountains separate which two continents?
Maybe the two that touch?
Southeast Asia, and Africa.
No. The two that touch.
Europe and Asia.
Europe and Asia. Right. Just think about it. It's
How is Southeast Asia near Africa?
They're both below the Mediterranean, I guess, maybe.
If
you're in Baltimore, we call it Reisterstown Road.
Oh.
All right. You remember that joke? Actually, it's like this. So what's the shortest route from Israel to Africa? It was Reisterstown Road in Baltimore. That was the saying.
Mm-hmm.
And it explains itself when you're there.
They're the first Jewish astronaut was up in space. Mm. And we were on the air. We had this thing. It was like great moments in history. Kind of thing. Like, Jews in space!
You know,
and then the astronaut's like, I can see the motherland. It's Reisterstown Road.
Yeah.
It's right there.
All right. Your question, what candy company makes Goobers and Raisinets? I don't like either of those.
You don't like raisins.
I don't.
The Wonka.
Did you say Wonka?
Yeah.
Nestle.
Oh. Wonka does make some candies. Oh. But Gobstoppers are a thing. Nerds right. Gobs, Wonka candy.
I think people confuse Goobers and Gobstoppers a lot.
I just did.
Yeah, see?
I do like a Nestle Crunch.
Nestle Crunch is good.
Great candy.
Yes, sir.
Raisinets are stupid.
No, they're not.
They are.
They're chocolate raspberries.
He's kind of right.
Chocolate raisin.
You're a hater of the raisin, too.
Here's the thing. Why does the raisin need help? The chocolate did not need help. Like, the chocolate begrudgingly got contracted into working with the raisin. The raisin's like, please help me because I suck.
Raisin Bran's one of my favorite cereals.
Ew,
so I don't hate the raisin. I just hate it in that form. Hey, you know what? I'm with Mike.
Thank you.
In preparation for the weekend, I bought Raisinets last night.
Did you for real buy Raisinets?
What's going on with Raisinet weekend? I'm trying to be better, and I don't eat candy during the week. But I'm not going to go to the grocery store between now and Sunday. Sunday's candy day.
So you treated yourself to Raisinets? Brother,
yes.
If I'm holding out on candy and someone said, hey, good work. Here's some Raisinets for your trouble. I'd be pissed.
I liked them as a kid. I liked the chocolate and the raisin.
Raisins are a good little fruity sweet.
They're just dried like skin tags.
They're dried grapes.
Call it what you want. I was told my mom the capers were frog testicles. It always made her upset. They're not. I'm like, can you prove it?
Can you prove it?
I'm with you. Capers suck.
They are terrible.
I'll disagree with you there. I like the capers.
We eat a chocolate covered caper.
No, I would not eat a chocolate covered caper.
Okay, you're not completely crazy.
I just like a chicken piccata. That's where I have my capers.
It doesn't need it.
Oh, I disagree.
Fine.
Okay, so you put the capers on. Just give Malaise. It's better without the capers.
Give Malaise?
Chicken Malaise.
Yeah.
I just say, women, it doesn't make you fancier if you put those damn capers on top of stuff.
What, like goat cheese and capers, somehow you think that elevates your status in the world.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
Yeah, you guys also don't like tapenade, do you?
I do like tapenade.
Yeah, very much.
I don't.
I do like tapenade.
You guys are wild.
I really like tapenade a lot, yeah.
Okay. Capers in it.
I know that, but they get drowned out by the taste of the olives, you see. Just saying.
It's the toasted bagel all over again, Ted.
It is. It really is. We're back to square one, man. All right. Your question, Doc Severinsen, he was the musical director for what TV show from 1967 to 1992?
The Price is Right.
That's not a terrible guess.
Tonight Show.
The Tonight Show.
Question five there, Adam.
But Johnny Carson.
You are correct, sir.
Yes. I got paid $1 million to be agreeable. All right, your question. What is Ralph Macchio's character's name in Karate Kid?
Oh, Daniel LaRusso.
All right. Do that one.
Oh, yeah. Little Danny LaRusso.
Yeah, little Danny.
Why are you pointing at your cheek when you do that?
I was pointing over there because Danny works behind the board.
Gotcha.
And then I think I just touched my head. Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitcholas.
Hola.
Matty on Team Sober, Team Not Sober.
Team Sober today.
All right, Matt, welcome to Big Dummy.
Thank you.
Okay, our men's room poll, pick a Labor Day event. Are you doing a fair, PAX West, Bumber Shoot, or the Sounders?
I'll do Bumber Shoot.
All right.
Bumber Shoot. To see Fleetwood Snack. Fleetwood
are you there snack. For the food, the music, the people watching, or all of it?
All of it.
All right. Are you actually going this year?
Actually, I will, yes.
All right. I hope traffic is agreeable, man. There's a lot going on, right? Labor Day weekend, pretty much during any city, lots of stuff going on.
SeaTac is the one that's supposed to be horrible.
Man, this is endless.
When is it not?
If you work at SeaTac, this is not a slight on you. I don't know the operational process of that airport. But we were in Baltimore, flying from BWI to SeaTac. and it's a direct flight on Alaska, I believe it is.
Oh, yeah.
Right, so they're familiar with each other, but even the flight guy, this is in Baltimore.
Flight guy.
He's like, oh, going to Seattle. I'm like, yeah, man, going back home. And he's like, that is the worst effing airport. This is an employee saying that. I said, look, man, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's all the construction going on. I do not know, but nobody likes it.
It used to be great. I'm hoping when the construction's finally done, it'll be smooth.
I'm hoping so, man. I don't know. Miles and I were on the elevator with a chick earlier this year, I believe. But she had a suitcase. She clearly just landed and had, like, a business appointment. She's that kind of thing. And she's like, I just got here from wherever the hell she came from. We said, how long did it take you to get your bags? And I believe she dropped an F-bomb and then gave us the number of minutes. We said, I do not know what it is. It's just, it is unique to hear.
Pain field.
I know. Trust me. Just having this conversation. Field. All right, your question. What kind of fruit is a Texas ruby red?
Ooh.
Is that a grapefruit?
That's what I'm thinking.
Damn. All right. Look at you, the one and done with
nice
the grapefruit
job.
Knowledge.
Nice job. All right, ruby red goes hand in hand with grapefruit.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't like grapefruit, so I wouldn't know.
Gotcha.
Before we let you go, we have a 50-50 question for you. Let's talk dinosaurs. The Spinosaurus, was it a carnivore or an herbivore? The Spinosaurus.
Carnivore.
What'd you say?
Carnivore.
Yeah.
I think all those guys with the stuff on their back ate meat.
But apparently it was the biggest.
Like Stegosaurus.
They said it was the biggest carnivore ever. Like, it could be 60 feet long.
Yeah.
And I can't remember the way. Yeah, they said, like, it actually dwarfed a T-Rex.
Yeah, so he'd kick its ass, dude.
Like, smooth back, like Brachiosaurus or Brontosaurus or any of those. Yeah. Those are all.
Stegosaurus was a.
Plant eater.
Yeah, Stegosaurus was an herbivore. Plant eater.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
As far as we know.
He was one of the more badass ones, dude. That spiky tail.
I mean, there's a lot of UFC. There's a lot of MMA guys that are vegan and vegetarians.
That
I mean,
is
you
a
could
good
be
point.
A badass and not eat meat.
Yeah, man.
And a dinosaur.
Mouse.
And a dinosaur, yeah.
Well, I didn't say they weren't badass.
No, whatever. It's too late now.
No.
There's a spike on their back. So,
I think you called like the Brachiosaurus like a bitch.
Like a dog called.
Long neck, mother. Long neck, bitch. Eat flowers. Leaves.
Eat that's cool. Hey, Alex, welcome to the men's room.
Hey. Hola, gents.
Hola. Alex, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
Not sober. What are you doing over there, Alex?
Doing some Blackberry Crown.
Attaboy. See what is happening.
It is that good, man.
I'm going to try it tonight.
Don't let Jeff talk you down on it. It's good stuff.
It's just hard to find.
I don't know that I've ever looked for it, is the thing.
Dude, I was in the QFC, and I was buying a bottle of whiskey, and they had it right in the front. And the guy just said, hey, we got it in. That's all we're getting. It goes quick. And I said, all right, I'll try it.
Should have gone across the street to a BevMo. Or not BevMo.
Total Wine.
Total Wine, yeah.
I mean, I'll pop
literally
it
across the street, yeah.
Yeah.
Alex, our men's room poll, you're going to pick a Labor Day event. Are you going to a fair, PAX West, Bumber Shoot, or the Sounders?
We'll do a Sounders game.
Sounders.
Yeah, nice.
All right, Alex. Here's your question. How many ghosts visit Scrooge in A Christmas Carol?
Is it four?
It's four. One and done. There it is. Nice job. Well, you got Marley
the
first
ghost to let him know.
Yo,
so
other ghosts
you
got to
remember.
Coming.
If you remember correctly, and I think
yo,
you'll agree.
Other ghosts are coming.
Clyde shows up, and then Inky, Blinky, and Stinky Pinky.
What?
Inky, Blinky, Pinky. Who are the Pac-Man
and
ghosts?
Doug.
Inky, Blinky, Pinky, and Clyde.
Yeah. Clyde.
And it's Roland Marley, right?
Roland Marley.
Is it Roland?
I believe it is.
I thought it was Jacob Marley.
And, it's Jacob Marley.
Roland Marley is one of the Marley sons
that's
that played football.
That's what I was trying to get confused. I was getting confused. I was like, what Marley is this?
It's Jacob Marley. It's Bob Marley.
Hi, right, how are you, my brother?
Before we let
you
go.
You'll be visited by three ghosts.
Let's give you a true or false question. True or false.
You know what I mean in a Christmas.
Freddie Mercury died before he could sign off on Wayne's World using Bohemian Rhapsody in the movie. True or false?
Real quick before that, I just want to say happy 20 years and don't ever let Mike live down that Lady of the Night stand.
Oh,
that was
great. Yes, Alex, we won't.
Don't worry, my wife does
it.
True.
No, believe it or not, Freddie Mercury was still alive. They brought him the clip of the movie on his deathbed. He signed off on it and told him that he loved it.
Awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, I was like, that's pretty cool, man. Or at least that's what they tell us.
Game is Big Dummy 206-803 Rock.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Dwayne. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Dwayne, are you sober or not sober?
I am two of those men's room loggers deep here.
Let's all go.
All right. They are delicious.
They are.
Dwayne, pick a Labor Day event. You going to the fair, PAX West, Bumber Shoot of the Sounders.
I am I'm not a soccer fan, but I'm going to choose the Sounders just for what it is.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. It's a big game.
And, I mean, look, I'm hating on Messi because we're playing him, but, I mean, he's arguably the greatest soccer player of all time.
Yeah.
Arguably.
I guess people say that. I don't pay attention.
Well, I'm with you. It's obviously Cristiano Ronaldo.
I just don't pay attention to soccer, period. So, but I know the name.
Yeah.
If you know the name to a sport you don't pay attention to, they're probably very good, right?
And honestly,
going on, yeah.
I was going to say, it's soccer's quicker. You're 2 hours in and out. Like, I don't have my season ticket anymore, but going is super fun.
It's a good time, man. The crowd is always awesome.
Yeah.
That's where my son learned a lot of his cuss words. But how to sing them. Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, look, man, this is not, because he would look at me when he was real little, and I said, look, man, it's just the chant. Sing along if you want to. He's like, okay. He was in it. All right, Dwayne, here's your question. What is the capital of Australia? And before you begin to answer, it is not Sydney. It is not Melbourne. It is not Perth. It is not Brisbane.
I know that, and I just saw that last week, and I can't think of Belltown or something like Belt.
I get what you're going for, Canberra.
Oh, yeah, like the bird. Canberra.
Yeah, like Kookaburra.
That's what I'm thinking of, okay. Yeah.
It's Kookaburra.
Canberra.
You guys see that big Gulf Bay thing at the top of Australia?
Big Gulf Bay thing.
Well, there's a huge, like the equivalent of Gulf of Mexico, right?
All right.
On the top of Australia. All right? No, Mexico. On the top of Australia, there's the same deal. And I saw the name of it the other day. It begins with a C. And I'm like, you'd think you've heard of this place before. Because it's a huge-ass body.
But you've
of
never...
You I had it. Never heard of it. I know a lot of geography. I never had heard of that place.
Now, what do you got, Ted? You looking it up now?
I'm looking it up.
Big-ass Bay, Australia. Starts with
Big
a C.
Big-ass Bay, Australia.
See the thing at the top there, Ted?
Yeah.
What's the name?
The...
The blah. The blah. Welcome to the blah.
And it's not the Alfarara Sea?
Nah. I see what he's talking about.
In the meantime, Dwayne.
Yeah.
Here's your question.
Yeah, I'm still hanging out.
Egg Foo. I swear to God, that's the name. Egg Foo is the enemy of what DC superhero?
Cool. I'm not a comic book guy.
They have a movie.
Oh, okay.
One or two movies.
Very hot act.
Actress, yes.
They didn't want to give it away.
She's super hot, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Black Widow?
That's she is Marvel. Also super hot. In this case, Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman!
Gal Gadot.
Another.
Is it Gal Gadot or Gal Gadot?
It's Gadot.
Is it Gadot?
Yes, it's Gadot.
We're good to Gadot.
I like the old Wonder Woman, too.
Linda Carter, I liked her, too, man.
Gulf of Carpentaria.
I've never heard of that in my
life. I have never heard of that in my life.
Oh, and there's Carpentaria right there. It's right at the base.
That's why it's the Gulf of it.
Yeah.
All right, your question. What is the capital of the Philippines?
Ooh, the P.
Is that Manila?
Boom, like the envelope. Nice.
What do you think, Mike? One more?
One more.
Let's do it.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Frank. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Hola.
Frankie on Team Sober, Team Not Sober?
Not Sober.
Are you drinking a little or smoking a little, Frank?
Drinking a little.
All right, what's your little drink there?
Well, it's not little, but vodka.
All right.
All right.
Not little. How much vodka you got in the glass, man?
All the way to the top.
You just fill it up? Do you mix it with anything?
No. Oh, well, I mean, I chase it sometimes, but yeah.
My man.
All right, Frank. Hey, I'll pick a Labor Day event. Yeah. You going to a fair, PAX West, Bumber Shoot, or the Sounders?
Give me the Sounders. I've never been to a Sounders game.
Oh, you'd have a great time, man. You'd have a great time.
But don't go in like March when it's rainy and cold. But yeah, during the summer, man, it's great. All right, here's your question, Frank. What was the name of the dog in the musical Santa? Ah, Jesus Christ. Never mind, scratch. I was like, what was the name of the dog in the musical Annie? But the damn dog's name was Sandy. And I said, what's the name of the dog in the movie Sandy?
Mm-hmm.
Oops.
All right, next question.
Also, SpongeBob's girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Better name Sandy for real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sandy Cheeks.
She's a squirrel.
Sandy Cheeks. Sandy Cheeks.
Is that really her name?
Yes. Sandy Cheeks.
Oh, my God.
SpongeBob.
Yeah, you know what he's into.
Sandy Cheeks.
Which it hurts a little, but
which
when you
is
get used
the
to it.
Worst.
Round of applause.
Yeah.
All right, your question. Earl Grey tea is blended with the oil extracted from what fruit?
Ooh.
Did KISW have a Lord?
Oil extracted from what fruit?
Is it orange?
Boom. Technically,
one
the
and
bergamot.
Done.
Or bergamot.
Right, one done, man.
One and done. All right. What do you want to do? One more, Mike?
Yeah, we'll do one more.
Oh, hang on. Let me give you a 50-50 question.
Before that, I just want to... You guys are great, man. Your show, and just happy 20 years.
Hey,
thank you, bro.
Thanks, man.
Well, hey, before we let you go, 50-50 question. The underwear that I am wearing right now, are they black or are they gray? They are, in fact, Under Armour.
Gray.
Black. Wow. Going black today.
Just for the record, Steve Throwhill checked himself before he asked.
I could not remember, man.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Craig. Welcome to the men's room.
Yo.
Hola.
Craig, sober, not sober?
Sober, sir.
All right, Craig, welcome to Big Dummy. Our men's room poll. You're going to pick a Labor Day event. You going to one of the fairs, PAX West, Bumper Shoot, or Sounders?
I haven't been to Bumper Shoot in years. That might be fun.
Okay.
It might be. It might not be. We just don't know, Craig.
I'll tell you what. Years ago, I saw Gautier there in like the middle of the afternoon inside the Key Arena.
Yeah.
He was awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you only know the one song? Because I only know the one song.
I did, and he sang it. He didn't finish with it, and then he goes, all right. Everybody, a lot of people left, and he goes, okay, thanks for you guys that actually stayed. I know that's my only song you know.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, I got two more. But he had cool visuals and everything. Like, I really liked his show.
Good for him, man. Oh, yeah, go ahead and leave. Yeah, it's
he was so cool about it, too.
Beat the traffic.
He goes, I'm going to give him a minute.
Get out of here.
Get out of here, you scum.
Yeah. All right, Craig, your question. Henry Rollins was the lead singer for what badass punk band from 1981 to 1986?
Nice talking to you guys today. Black Flag.
Black Flag.
Absolutely.
One and done. One and done.
Oh, crap. Nope.
Oops. Oh, he's gone. He's one and done.
What color is my underwear?
I'll say red because you're not wearing any. I'm going to say black because you were excited about it.
I'll go gray.
It's green.
Green?
All green. Right.
Boo.
Green
not supposed
underwear.
To be.
Can't pinch him
on.
Yeah, it's kind of a green.
Better day.
All right, forest green.
Yeah, it's forest green.
Wow. Nitpicky over here.
Ooh, wow. Sorry. That's like Alex Trebek style. Like we needed forest green.
It's like a dark aqua.
It's not going to paint your house.
Head to Chef's coming up. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has the best sports bars in Seattle. We've got your emails on the way next to the men's room at KISW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.